On the money, what's going on, John?
What's going on, Gabriel? Guess you got my number saved on this one, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just got in my truck, heading out on the streets now. So, yeah, what's up, man? Talk to me.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm going to leave the ball in your court a little bit here. I mean, did you need me to recap on anything here or repricing again? Or...
For the most part, I got the gist of it. To summarize up, we're getting this little package included with a website. Let me make that clear. With a website, right?
Yes, sir. I put this on the tip. Now, you will see in the invoice that we usually charge extra for websites. This one, like I said, is on me. I'm putting notes already in there. Well, I already have some notes in there already, but I'm going to re-notate everywhere for everyone to know. And for the life of you being with us, you won't have to pay for that website. Okay? So,
okay.
That one's on me, giving a helping hand, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Right on. You said you guys have, like, a team of technicians, like, that'll reach out and kind of help me, like, an onboarding process and et cetera, right?
Correct, yeah. So upon moving forward here, very first thing is we do everything by the book, right, because we don't want any mishaps or delays from Google or anything like that. So I will go over how you want to be contacted, your name, last name, email, and business name, address. That's it. From that point, I'll set up that technician call. We can do it as early as tomorrow if you want, man. I'd rather them do it tomorrow, though, just because it could give you some time to gather some pictures, maybe videos or testimonials for your website. They'll go over that onboarding process with you. They'll even have the keywords already placed in the algorithms to say, hey, these ones are going to work very well for you. These ones aren't. What would you like to use? I mean, they're going to go over everything with you on that.
Right. Okay. Understood. Yeah, man. So you did extremely well, dude, on kind of like explaining how the process works. So, yeah, man, if I'm ready when you are to go ahead get this enrolled.
All right, let's rock and roll then. I appreciate that, Gabriel. You know, and of course, that's not just my job, man. I take a lot of pride in saying, hey, I want to help. Like, I don't know, everyone has their thing, like going out or something, hanging out with friends, drinking a beer, but for me, I get the extra high of helping people, especially helping with businesses. So I thank you for that, man. I'd like to hear that, you know. Gabriel, how do you spell your name, sir? Is it G-A-B-R-I-E-L?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Man, I'm horrible at spelling, so I'm glad. All right. And then, Gabriel, how do you spell your last name?
Last name is Z as in zebra, E-R-M-E-N-O.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that kind of makes sense for the email, right? I got the G, Zermano21@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
You know what, though? Okay. I have a separate email for my business. Maybe that would be preferred, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask that just right now. So that one's for us to contact you through email, but for your customers, which email would you like to use on that one?
Let me get it right here. I don't have it fully memorized just yet.
No, you're good.
All right, so it's Clutter.
Clutter.
C-L-U-T-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Crusaders. C-R-U-S-A-D-E-R-S.
Okay.
714@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. All right, perfect. And then also for the phone number you want your customers to reach out to, that's ending with the 1412. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then for us to contact you, us, not your customers, is this phone number I'm talking on, ending with the 5182. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, beautiful. All right, next part, this part's for Google. Okay, so I have to have it on point, right? I have the business name as Clutter Crusaders Junk Removal. Am I missing anything on that?
Clutter Crusaders Junk Removal. Nope.
Beautiful. Now, the next part, Google does require to have a physical address to get verified. It does not mean it's required to show to the public. So that part is optional. But to get verification through, what's the best address I could put for that?
It's a residential. My mailing address, is that fine?
Yes. Now, with that being said, I'm going to keep it, I mean, up to you, but I'll keep that physical address that you're giving me here right now to be hidden from the public then, because I don't want customers going to your house.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? All right. Okay, cool. All right. What would be that address then?
1968.
Okay.
West Lullaby Lane.
CH92804. Beautiful. All right. Now, the next part here, and I'm going to make sure I really notate again, just to make sure that that address is hidden. So give me 2 seconds here. All right, there we go. And now, the next part, how would you, let's see, tomorrow, I mean, do you have an hour window to speak with our team? They go over the website and everything? Because I want to do that as quickly as possible. I don't want to waste any time.
For tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, if they call around this time, I could definitely buy some time. If we could schedule it specifically, 1:30. 1:30 would be the time to do it.
We do it by each hour, though, so it wouldn't be, like, within a half hour. So, tell me. I mean, I'll make it happen, though. But, yeah,
we could do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? 1 to 2 it is. I'm going to put it in right now. So give me 1 second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send it as a Google invite, okay, through email. I'm not sure. I think I sent you an email, but just in case if not, I want to make sure you have another form of contact for me, okay? So it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. I'm going to send that same email over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to that meeting. If for any reason you need to reschedule, it's taking too long, communication is key, man. Just let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, I just sent that over to you. Let me know if you got once you got that email, and all you need to do is hit yes on your side, though, okay? I'm going to put a reminder for them right now.
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Now, the next part. So from here, far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you think?
Yeah, 24/7. That way, once we get into contact, once we touch base, we should talk about what time would be best for both people, for both parties.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, let me. All right, perfect. Let me put that in. And actually, I'm gonna do this. The Google invite I just did to you. I put it for Thursday, so I'm resending it to put for Friday. I just want to make sure I caught that one there. So I'm gonna put it here. So just really giving you a heads up on that one. 1 o'clock. Here. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. So 24/7. And yeah, I love the way you're thinking on this because hey, you want to get that phone ringing, get some quality jobs coming through. And then when you are in that good position, you can narrow things down to different time frames and schedule things out from there. So that's awesome.
Right. Right, sir. Exactly.
All right, all right. And then email is this one for customers. Boom. Okay. Now, how far is your distance? Again, this package could go up to like 55-mile radius in every direction. Do you want to use all the mileage or do you want to kind of condense it a little bit?
55 miles is let's condense it. Let's see how it is. We could adjust it later on, though, right?
Yes, sir. It's all inclusive.
Okay, yeah. Let's keep it like at a 30-mile radius.
Okay. 30 miles out. Beautiful. And then for your customers, how do you accept payment from them? Do you accept cash only, Zelle, Venmo, check, credit card?
Cash, Zelle, Venmo. As far as a check, I'm not too sure. I've never really used a check. If business gets good enough, you know, consider getting like a Clover, like a card device, a credit card, because you know, customers,
yeah,
if you're going to have to spend some money, you might as well get some points or rewards points.
I was going to say, I mean, eventually when you get that, put that in. Or you could put it in yourself, but our team could do that for you. But for now, cash, Zelle, Venmo, perfectly fine. I got you, partner. And I'm notating about the website here. Website included. Boom. And target marketing ads for Facebook. Jog my memory. Do you have a Facebook business page at the moment?
I have it, but I haven't added any context to it.
That's okay. All right. So let me go ahead and see if I can find this right now. Facebook. How? I see it. Perfect. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and add this in so that way they can do the retargeting marketing ads for it. All right. And now the business itself, I do have to ask, is it licensed or insured?
Neither.
Neither. Does it need to?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
It doesn't need to be licensed or insured in that area, right?
Oh, no, no.
Right.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
It doesn't need to.
Right. Okay. Not needed. Okay. I know everywhere is a little bit different, man. The rules are always different.
So
even
in
counties.
It's more of a situation. If you have it, it's, even better, but if not.
Right. Okay. Cool. No worries. I just have to ask, you know. All right. The next part is, there we go. Your bread and butter, man. Okay. So I know I'm putting you on the spot on this one, but again, they'll bring it up again tomorrow just to kind of go over it and also put those keywords in the area. But obviously we're going to do junk removal. I mean, the services you always want to be found for no matter what. Junk removal, obviously, but I mean, like, is land clearing a good term to use as well, or you tell me?
For a minute, I was focusing on realtors because we have a lot of people leaving California. No surprise there. And, sometimes when they're trying to get out, a lot of people leave, things behind. They just want to get up and leave. And these realtors have to show out these homes so they'll hire either junk removal and sometimes you can come across decent things. But the main reason why I would only focus on realtors is because there is a more scheduled thing,
Yeah.
They could you could come by this weekend. Yeah, they're more flexible for the weekends and things, et cetera. As a lot of phone calls would be hot leads, hey, I need this picked up now. I'm like, hey man, I got 3 hours left at work. You have to wait so that was the issue bit. Honestly, anything that's extra work, I'm not too picky at it, I would like to get jobs that are more than just your typical, I just need one bridge removed. No, my minimum fee would be 100. If it's single item pickups, it'll be $120 maybe, depending on what the item is and depending on the situation. But all general, demos, light demos, typical freight. Typical junk removal.
I'm trying to put in keywords that you never know what customers are going to be typing online, Even if I was a realtor, what would I put? I'd put probably demolition and junk removal on there as well, So,
oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Mattress removal, junk removal, what are some other keywords?
And again, I know I'm putting you on the spot, man. I just want to make sure, because I'm going to send this to our team right now. That way, when they do talk to you tomorrow, they already have things already put in place in the algorithms to say, all right, these are actually working for you. Would you like to use it? Stuff like that, too. You always add more, okay? Don't feel like you're married to this stuff. All right, so I'm going to put in parentheses, may want to add more. That way, they can bring it up. More pow. Right. And that's all set. So I'm going to send this to our team right now. Give me 2 seconds. And the next part that we're going to work on, Gabriel, I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This is to protect you and your pricing, okay? So I'm going to hit the record part, and it's the voice verification part where everything's recorded, and I ask you a few questions in the beginning to verify who you are, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away. That is my job, okay? I'll be happy to answer any of that. I want to give you our direct phone number before I even start on that. That way you have always a way to contact us. So let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you this phone number now. That way you have it.
Go ahead, send it.
All right. 877-635. 6225. 6225. Perfect.
Okay.
And it's voice activated for you, okay, for our customers. So it's you say billing, client support, Facebook, website, whatever it is, there will be a team available for you. Open Monday through Friday. We're in California with you. We're pretty much neighbors. So. But anyways, they're open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Anytime you need some adjustments or modifications, they'll pop the account open and know exactly how to help you from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and hit the record part here, and that will get this started, okay? So here we go.
Wait, real quick.
Before
that. How long is this recorded part going to be?
So we're going to be recording from here to the end when I say, do you understand and agree to renewal cancellation terms?
Right. Just about, because I'm approaching a facility right now. I'm just going to do a quick check-in.
Okay. Did you want to do that first?
Yeah, give me 2 to 3 minutes tops, if you don't mind.
Place me on hold, man. I got you, partner. I'll be here with you. If I lose you, I'll call you back. That's fine.
Okay, sounds good, man.
All right. Okay, there we go. Oh, hello? It's all set. All right.
Hey, John, almost done, brother. Give me a couple more seconds, bro.
All right, partner. Sounds good.
Sorry about that, dude.
No, you're good. You're good.
All right, John, I'm all yours, brother. Talk to you.
All right, cool, man. No, you're good. You're good. Hey, you've been most patient with me, too, so it's the least I could do, man. All right? So, okay. I'm going to go do the recording part here right now, and then, again, please, if you have questions, let me know, okay? So here we go.
10-4.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Clutter Crusaders Junk Removal.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Name is Gabriel Cermeño. Title is owner of the business.
Beautiful. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business then, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to hit pause for a second here. So, Gabriel, on that note, from here on, after this recording part, I'm going to set up a security question and answer for you on this account. That way, anytime we call in from here on, we will call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way, you know you're talking to us. We know we're talking to you. No one's giving information out to anyone. Okay, I just want to make sure you're protected.
Okay.
Every case possible. All right. Sorry, man. I just want to make sure you're protected. All right, I'm going to continue.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Agree.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry. Say that last part again.
No problem. So pretty much this means two things. If we're working on our website and you have someone else working on it, and we're kind of wondering what is happening, but it's going to confuse everyone. So please let us know if anything comes about like that.
Oh.
But the other part is we can't read your mind. If you want us to, you know, work on something or make a new modification or add a new promotion, please let us know. That's what we're there for, with communication on that, okay? But that's what that means.
Right.
All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 16th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is including everything and your website in here. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 16th of each month in the amount of only $249. It'll be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on that, okay? I don't want to play games with that. So, next part, and we're all done here, but as far as the security question, now you have 3 generic questions you can choose from. You can make up any answer you want, but please don't forget your own answer. I've actually seen a customer get locked out of their own account because of that. So,
that might happen sometimes, huh?
It does. I was cracking up. I was like, man, you made this one up. Like, how can you not remember that? I can't go over anything with you if not. All right, so we have, it's pretty generic, though. I mean, you got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do the city I was born in.
Okay, cool. Now, again, we will never give out this answer, and we will never be able to change it either. So what would that answer be?
That would be Anaheim.
Oh, you sure you want to make it harder, man, you know?
True, huh? All
right. Right. All right, it's okay. Yeah. I'll put it in.
Yeah, no, that's fine, dude.
Okay. All right, I'm putting it in here. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Gabriel, on the card that we're using, is it just the first and last name, or just the, or is there a middle initial as well?
Just the first and last.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming it's the same billing address, though, right? The 1968?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then last but not least, the what kind of payment method is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
That'll be a Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right, brother. It's 4833-1602-8241-1088.
All right. And just to be sure, 246. The sixth number in, what was that one number?
6.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just making sure. I thought I heard it wrong. All right, cool. And then the expiration date?
That'll be 0229.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
252.
Beautiful. Now, before I process any payment, Now, you know I'm not lying to you, man. I want to make sure I refresh this account literally like 3 different times just to make sure our systems stay the same, because we got you at a really nice promotional rate. It's actually more than 50% off on this, so I want to make sure it stays like that. So give me 2 seconds here. And looks good. It's staying the same. All right, partner. So, Gabriel, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises. I don't forget that stuff. So I want to stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice through text and email. Let me know whichever comes first to you, okay? And I believe it just went through on my side, so you should be receiving something soon.
So you're sending
me
an email?
I'm sending you a text and an email. Yes, sir. It'll say, like, local splash, initial invoice. That's the one we're going to look for here. Gabriel, you're still there with me, right?
All right, I got a message.
Okay, cool. I don't want to take your money and then hang up, man. Okay. So the message on there should be a link where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Johnny, there, bro.
Can you hear me? Hey, Gabriel. Hello, hello, hello. Gabriel, can you hear me? Hello. Hey, Gabriel, are you there with me? Not me. Hello? Gabriel, if you can't hear me, I'm going to call you right back. I don't know if you can hear me here. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,